Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kirk Brocker, and he's formerly from Anita, now lives in Anki, and he is a recently newly published author. So good morning to you, Kirk.
Good morning, and to all your listeners as well, Yvonne.
Okay, Kirk, because you really want to share this book that you have completed, as I understand, over a number of years, and we'll talk about that a little more. There's two places, two times that people can come and visit with you. You'll read some from the book, and they can get a book signed. So do you have those dates and places in front of you there?
I do, and thanks for the opportunity to share. First, we're going to be, I'm delighted to say we'll be at the Anita Public Library on Monday, March 6th. That's this coming Monday, and the program begins at 6:30. And then on the 11th, which is Saturday, March 11th, Wendy's been so sweet, the Sweet Joy Shop is going to open, and let me read there in Atlantic. So I've got two dates, again, Anita on the March 6th at 6:30, and then in Atlantic at the Sweet Joy Shop at noon.
Around noontime. So people can come and enjoy some good Wendy food and then also visit with you.
Get a cup of coffee and sit and visit.
You
and
bet.
We will have books available for people there, of course, but most of it is getting people visiting with people about what they're reading and why they're reading, and just a good dialogue about literature.
Yeah, and that will be really interesting, Kirk. So we'll remind people at the end here again about those two times so they won't miss out on that. But give us a little synopsis of your book.
Okay. Well, I wrote a book called Lucky Life, and it is the story of a young man. The protagonist's name is Dallas Albright. And it's he and his family. They're four generations of good, hardworking Iowa folks. And the book is set in a little fictitious town called Freeland, Iowa. Freeland is, it's probably not terribly far from Atlantic. My protagonist, I refer to him as the beautiful boy. He's an incredibly handsome young man. And in the book I describe him, I say that he lives his life like water, always seeking the simplest way, the lower ground, permanently drifting indifferent to his own promise and potential, indefensibly confident that whatever path he is on is the path that's meant to be. So what you can take away from that is that I've got three generations of hardworking first immigrants and then hardworking Iowa families, people we all know, and then this kid comes along. And he's just such a narcissistic child, and so he's the focus point for a number of tangential stories that ultimately all roll back to focus on this family.
Okay, now Kirk, I'm always in amazement about authors because I have no clue about writing. How do you come up with an idea, and then kind of how do you develop it? Does it just kind of flow out, or have you been working on this for a while?
Well, the initial idea for this, and I'm so glad I get a chance to talk about this. This book theme, or the basic umbrella in which the plot lies, goes back to 1965. Mm. I was in middle school in Anita in those days, and my father, Gene Brocker, many people know Dad because he had Brocker Cards and Cards Insurance for many years. And they have lived in the area, of course, for 70 years. But Dad came home from work one day, and it was a Saturday. He liked to work Saturday mornings. And it was, again, 1965. And we were sitting around the lunch table, and I remember my mother, as she would do, saying, "What's the news of the day?" And he told us a sad story of a girl, two girls, sisters from Anita, who were coming back from Atlantic and were in a car accident and tragically killed. And the thing that's remarkable about this is that I remember him saying to me, "Wouldn't it have been interesting, Kirk, if she would have gotten in a quarrel with her sister, or she stopped to get a Coke, or she dropped and spilled her purse, anything that would have disrupted the sequence of events that ultimately ended in her death?" Now, there are scientists out there that believe today, earnestly believe, that there are an infinite number of universes that all run parallel to ours, with an infinite variety of our lives done in different ways. It's a fascinating idea. I think we've all had it at one time of how could we disrupt this plot line of our lives. And so I use that as an umbrella in which to put my story. Again, this story of this family and all the relatives and the people that come in and out of this story that finally get to this boy. And not to give away the important pieces of my story.
No, don't do that.
You know, things happen as a result of his behavior. And you wonder, of course, you know, could it have been differently in another time, in another place, in a different universe? So that's the basic theme of the themes and plot line of the story. It's detailed, and I think there's quite a lot of story there. And I know people are going to see pieces of Southwest Iowa that they recognize.
So I get the feeling, and I think you said, that Southwest Iowa growing up here has been a major influence. But you've had some other interesting things in your life. Well, right now you have triplet daughters. That has to be a most interesting thing. But you've had some interesting education and jobs also.
I did. You know, I went to high school, went to school in Anita, grew up there, of course. And the book is about Southwest Iowa, but I want people to understand it is not autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. It's a made-up story. Mm-hmm. But I think people will recognize the culture and the tone, the tempo of the story. Hopefully it reflects those things about Southwest Iowa, which it's key to my life
mm-hmm.
and a part of my psyche. But I went to Drake University. My degrees from there in communications and English, even astronomy. Doesn't that seem like an odd thing to add into that bunch? I taught school for a little while. I worked at the Science Center, where I was the executive director at the Science Center of Iowa for between 86 and 96. I worked on the Iowa Child Project, where I was the director there, and the Grade 8 Trust Project in Des Moines, where I was a director for a while there. And then we had these girls. I have 17-year-old triplet daughters, and I'm blessed that I'm an active part, very active part of their life, not just as a chaperone or a taxi driver, but watching them choose where path and directions they're going mm-hmm. to go. So.
Yeah, they're sort of at that really important time, aren't they, in terms of what's going to happen next?
It's if you let it become stressful, it really can be. For us, it is three different girls, even all under the same roof, but very different people, and we're blessed with healthy, bright kids.
And it's good that you can say you are blessed, because I'm sure there are some folks going, three teenage daughters? Oh, I'm thinking of one of mine. Whatever.
That certainly happens from time
to time. Sure. It's just part of growing up, you bet. So we need to talk about where people can get your book.
Thank you very much for asking. It's real. It's real easy. If you just go and Google Amazon, it's there. The easiest way is on my website, frankly, and it's Kirk Brocker, all lowercase, one word, KirkBrocker .wordpress.
Oh yes.
And that'll take you right to it. KirkBrockerWordPress.com, and under the menu, just look for how to buy the book, and it'll take you right to it. The e-book, I have it both as Kindle, for those people who like to use those, and then, of course, there's a paperback book that's available as well for those who still need to pick it up, like my mom and me.
Okay, and as you said, we're going to be able to buy those also at the two times that we can come and meet you. Before we repeat those, I want to just say, what's your next book?
Well, you know what? I was writing the other day a mission statement about this procedure, this practice. You know, what do I want to get out of this? And I wrote down, and I'm serious about this, I want to demonstrate to my family that there's enough interest in my writing to write another mm-hmm. one. So thank you for asking
you bet.
Me. And I do have another story in mind, and again, it will be in Southwest Iowa.
Okay, kind of go where you know.
Well, in this particular case, I feel real comfortable. With that as my subtext and as my location.
Mm-hmm. So we can come and see you when and where?
I want you to please come and see me. Come and if you're in the Anita area, or just want to go to that beautiful library, come to the Anita Public Library on Monday, March 6th, and that's at 6:30 in the evening. And then if you're in the mood for a treat on Saturday morning and you're out and about, come at noon to Wendy's Sweet Joy Shop. Mm-hmm. And so I've been turning that around to Joy Sweet Shop, which doesn't work quite as well.
You've got all the right words in there, though.
Yeah, I've got them all. And yes. You folks know exactly where it is. Yes. So come and join Wendy and me.
Okay.
And, I need to say thanks to the Atlantic News Telegraph. I need to say thanks to Nick Harris and of course, Wendy and the good people at the Tribune in Anita, to Dana and the people at the libraries who have made this possible. It is my hope to not just talk about my book, but to really, why are we readers? Why are we still readers? Mm-hmm. So come and visit with me about
okay.
that. I'd enjoy that.
And again, we've been visiting with Kirk Brocker, and do come and meet with him. Until next time, here's a thought from Helen Keller. Life is a succession of lessons which must be lived to be understood.